right, back to it now as we continue the conversation here on a free-for-all Friday. Glad you're here, by the way. You need to be informed. A well-informed electorate is the key to success in America. No question about it. Congressman Tim Walberg represents Michigan's 5th Congressional District. A regular guest on this program, back with me now. Congressman, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. Good to be with you today. And a government closest to the people is the government governs best. So,
right.
We'll add that to your true statement before.
Yeah, let me ask you about something here, and then we're going to get to a new bill that you've introduced with somebody across the aisle. Remarkable, right? But the ATF coming out with new rules, a new rule, 1,000 pages long. Haven't had a chance to read it yet. I've got a couple of attorneys weighing in on it here in the next hour. Basically, I can't sell any gun without being considered a federal firearms license dealer. And if I sell a gun to anybody now, apparently I am a felon, according to the ATF. I will commit a felony. This is nothing that you have voted on or anybody in Congress has voted on. It's rules being put forth by the ATF, basically criminalizing all private sales, not just background checks. They say, well, we closed the gun show loophole. No, they made it illegal for any private, not even don't have to sell it. I can't hand a gun to my child legally, the way I understand what I've read so far. What say you?
It very well could be. A colleague of mine asked ATF administrator that very question. How do you determine what the sale is and who needs to come under those provisions? It was a nebulous answer. Basically, we don't know. It can be made up in a moment's notice. But I think more importantly, again, I want to reiterate for your listeners, there is already a requirement for anyone who purchases at a gun show. They have to have a background check already. It's already required. So this closing the loophole is an absolute falsehood. It continues on. You can't sell legally through the mail either. So what you're saying here is that we're going to do nothing other than what we ought to be doing already. If there are illegal sales of guns going on through the mail, it's not through legal-minded citizens. It's
right.
Not through gun dealers that are doing it. So it is an absolute fabricated lie what
of
they're trying to put over on the people.
And my good friend Dr. John Lott, who studies these things from his home in Montana, says, look, this is their end run so they can have a list of everybody that owns a gun in America. This is getting that federal list of people so they can keep a database of who has a gun and who doesn't. I mean, do you see the same thing?
Absolutely. That's absolutely what they want to do. There's no reason for you or me to be on any list until we commit a crime. And then our poor law enforcement officials pick us up, and the judges throw us out almost immediately. I mean,
yeah.
That's the problem, that the laws that are in place already are not being carried out. And that's when I talk with law enforcement personnel, that's their frustration. Yeah, we can get the bad actors with guns off the streets, but then they're turned loose. There's nothing but a slap on the wrist at the very best of it. So, no, I mean, law-abiding citizens shouldn't have to register their gun, handgun, or anything until they commit a crime. I mean, that's the ridiculous nature of it, but it is the overarching government that is trying to get control. But I guess the one good thing is that they'll know there are a lot of us legal, law-abiding citizens out there that have guns. And that's good for them to know if they take it seriously. Otherwise,
I suppose,
no,
you know, the fact that because I've studied this a little bit, again, it's 1,000 pages or more. Remember, the entire New Deal in 1932-33 was 20 pages. This thing
that's
is 1,000 pages of rules, right? 22 pages. The whole New Deal was 22 pages to start. Anyhow, I don't think that I can give a gun to my child legally based on what I've said here, you know. My son is on the shooting team, a trap team. Here's your son. Well, he can't pass a background check. He's not of age to buy a gun. So now I'm a felon as a parent giving my son a gun to shoot on the local school trap team. That's the way I read it. What a mess.
It is a mess, and I think there'll be significant pushback on it coming from Congress as well.
Right until people get arrested.
ATF is off the track like the FBI.
Just like the FBI. I wish we should be here for an hour. Anyhow, let's talk about something trying to protect people. The Comprehensive Children's Privacy Bill that you're directly involved with. What is this bill and what is the focus and the point?
Yeah, COPPA 2.0 is child protection law. against the cyber issues that we have today. Number one, we know that, kids will be kids, and sometimes with things that they're going to post online can come back to bite them. So we give an eraser period for that to take place as they grow older, or as parents see what they put on and can take that off. We disallow the big tech companies and cyber users to advertise to kids before age 16 under this bill. And we put some significant...
But what, do you mean advertise to children? Advertise to children, you mean?
Advertise to children based upon the algorithms that will ultimately target them for various
right.
things.
Right.
Yeah. So
I want to be clear. Stop targeting the children.
To get more control of the internet on these kids and how they use it, and to protect them as much as possible. But still, as we know, there are ways that they can get around it. But this
right.
makes a good faith effort. And my colleague and friend, Liberal Democrat, but we see eye to eye on this, Kathy Castor from Florida, we've taken action on it, and it will become part of the larger Internet security bill that Energy and Commerce Committee is going to put forward.
And you believe that it's going to make it to the desk of the president for signature?
I believe that my bill has a good chance. The entire larger package may be a little bit...
tougher?
Charged. a little tougher to get, because it's just a tough field. You want a light touch of government on
right.
something like the internet. But you do want security that it can't be used by bad actors, at least easily, and especially for young people. So it's something that's been long and hard and coming. I think we're very close to it. How we deal with small businesses, how we protect them from unnecessary costs that they're not involved with, how we secure that relationship of an independent contractor relative to a larger business that they are a franchise of, for instance. Those are all things we have to watch on data security. But this with kids, we heard testimonies yesterday were chilling about what's going on with our children today.
How they come at them.
Bad actors are getting in on them.
Yeah. Kids are, you know, kids have always been targeted throughout time, but I no more so than today, Congressman. I think you're exactly right. All right, I'll give you the last word on this. It's really important, Bill. Glad you're doing it. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it to focus. Parents have been asking for it. And the best thing is to, as a parent, of course, is that you take control of that iPhone, that smartphone, that laptop computer. Make sure you know what's going on. Put all the preventions on it that you can. They're available. But still... the issue is you've got to understand that friends are out there, they have phones, and if parents don't stick together on these things, you're going to have more problems. And the kids will be the negative receiver of problems in the future if we're not careful with this.
There you go. Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you for being here and explaining it to us. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
Free for All Friday, drop me a note at stevegruber.com. Tell me what you think about the privacy bill for kids. And anything else, stevegruber.com. Check it out today. It's no longer a question of if something's coming, it's when. The only shock will be the what. Your gut, your instincts, the feeling you've had that something ominous is on the way, all of it's true. But what are you going to do about it right now while you still have some control? Your first step is going to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple one-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. Priced at under $50, there's no better time to buy in bulk. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. As the original Patriot Company, they've helped over 2 million families ready themselves. These one-week kits with Ready Hour food provide over 2,000 calories every day. And they are sealed inside rugged ammo cans so they can last up to 25 years in storage. Just grab it and go when crisis comes. Get these kits for under $50 this week only at preparewithgruber.com. Prepare with Gruber. Michiganchamber.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.